Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
Behold the Lamb of God. Andrew was first a disciple of John the Baptist, as we heard in the Gospel. He learned much from the forerunner. The most important thing for him, however, was revealed when his teacher met Christ. Behold the Lamb of God. The forerunner said to his closest followers, the greatest of those born of woman, pointing not to himself, but to Christ. John the Baptist well understood that his disciples would leave him for Christ. He understood that he came not to draw men to himself, but to Christ. It takes a great deal of humility, and it is difficult to voluntarily choose second place to someone who is greater than us, someone who should always be first. But as soon as Christ appeared, the forerunner had no other thought but to direct everyone to him. Andrew was like John the Baptist in this way. He was a man who was ready to take second place. After Christ called Andrew, he finds his brother Simon. He is everywhere referred to as the brother of Simon Peter. So people may not have known who Andrew was, but everyone knew Peter. Yet Andrew never complained that out of the four called from their boats in Capernaum, Peter, James, John, and Andrew, it was only the first three who were numbered closest to Christ in his major events. Peter, James, and John were those three closest apostles who went with Christ when he healed the daughter of Jairus, when he was transfigured, and when he wanted someone to accompany him and pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. Andrew was the first called, one of the very first disciples who followed Christ. Peter was indebted to him for his own encounter with Christ. Andrew could justifiably have expected to be given one of the first places among the apostles. But it wasn't given to him, and he was glad to remain behind when his brother was at the center of all these events. It could have been easy for Andrew to put his feelings first, his ambitions himself, and say, what about me, Lord? Why not me? You called me first. It would be so easy for Andrew to be wounded by this, but he wasn't. Rather, he knew it wasn't about him, and John the Baptist knew it wasn't about him, and the saints, they know it's not about them. It's about Christ and his mission to save mankind. And each has a distinctive role to play. Our Lord wants to use us as he used John, Andrew, and today Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton. He wants us to play our part in his plan of salvation. He desires that we point him out to those who do not know him, just like the Baptist did. He wants us to bring as many people as possible to himself so that they can be sharers in the life with Christ that we share. And we never know when we bring others to Christ what Christ will do with them. They may become the next great saint. They may become a future priest or a nun, or possibly even the Pope.
Father.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbott Circle podcast. May God bless you.